Let us pray. Let us begin our prayer with thanksgiving and rejoicing, raising our voice in song and prayer to honor our Lord and thank Him for being with us in this season of deep reflection. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son Jesus to us. We thank you, Jesus, for sharing in our human journey. We are thankful for the gift of Jesus and the hope it brings with the resurrection. We give thanks for the solace of prayer as we face a world that is so fractured and where peace is so very fragile. Holy Father, help us to continue to have this conversation with you in prayer and continue to inspire us to be a people of resurrection, hope, even in the darkness of times. We give thanks for all the teachings of our church to be makers of peace in thought, word and deed, in our interactions with others and with ourselves. We give thanks for the teachings of our church to help us to remember to live our ministry in even the smallest of interactions with others, consciously making decisions, making courageous choices in our choice of thought, word and deed. We give thanks for the leadership of our minister, Reverend David, and of our church council. We give thanks for those who will be retiring from the church council for their generous acts of service, seen and often unseen, for having given of their time, wisdom and heart to this church community so very generously. We pray that the work they have done, the seeds they have planted, will continue to flourish. We pray for continued blessings upon them as they step away from their roles. We pray with gratitude for those of us who have been called to serve as new members of the council. O Lord, grant them grace, or grant us grace and understanding, wisdom and clarity, patience and perseverance, and unity of purpose. We pray for your continued guidance of the work that we do to strengthen our church's mission and reflect your love in the world. I would now like to read a Lenten prayer, a little gem really, by Pope Francis, a gentle reminder for all of us, entitled, "Do You Want to Fast This Lent?" In the Catholic Church, people often fast during Lent. Fast from hurting words, say kind words. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worries and have trust in God. Fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from pressures and be prayerful. Fast from bitterness and fill your hearts with joy. Fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from words and be silent so you can listen. Tricky one, that one. Let us pray for our world. We pray for a world that is free of bias, discrimination, and stereotypes. A world where gender equality is celebrated. We pray for peace in our world, which appears to be elusive. Peace, that is. We pray for all the peoples in the world who are suffering from violence, war, terrorism, crimes that violate basic human rights. We pray for an end to all wars. Those at the forefront of our news feeds, for example, Iran and Gaza, and those that have receded somewhat as of late, for example, Ukraine, and those that often don't make the news, such as Sudan, Yemen, Myanmar, just to name a few. At home, let us pray for all those in North Queensland impacted by Cyclone Narelle. We pray for the exhausted people of Katherine who are faced yet again with the impact of flooding. We pray for the emergency service workers and defence forces deployed across the region to deal with this crisis. We also pray for the vulnerable in our midst, the underprivileged, the unemployed, the homeless, the marginalised, and those of us suffering from loneliness, anxiety and fear, from illness and loss. Now let us say the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the times of trial, and deliver us from every evil. For the kingdom, the power, glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.